Hey guys, okay, so I am back again and well, let's see what today's segment is about. Today's segment is going to be it's going to be very, very intense because I want to talk about a topic which we often ignore. Growing up, I grew up as an only child. I didn't really have a sibling, a brother. No, I didn't have any of that. So I kind of grew up alone, and I didn't have issues with the chores because obviously I was the only one at home, so there was no expectation of who should wash the dishes, who should cook or any other thing. I didn't have any issues with all of that because I had to do most of the chores alone, or I had the help of my mom. Now, the thing is, okay, maybe I should tell you the story from beginning. So I am currently doing my service in Abeokuta, Nigeria, and where I stay, there is this woman. She's a single mom who has two kids, a boy of 14. Yeah, he's a teenager of 14, yeah, and a girl of around 7, 8 years old. Now, the thing is, she indulges this her teenager. I say she indulges him because a boy of 14 doesn't do anything at home. He doesn't wash clothes. He doesn't, okay, she helps him with his own clothes, with his own laundry, and he doesn't fetch water. Yeah. And he doesn't, I think she does the dishes for him as well. She cooks for him. She does practically everything for him. Now, at first I did not have a problem with that. Reason being that I felt okay, she's a good mother because she wakes up 5 a.m. to fetch water, whereas other mothers in that same environment, they wake their daughters up. Yeah, most of them have daughters, not sons. They wake their daughters up and they ask them to go and fetch water. Now, these girls are not even as old as this other woman's son. Okay, for the purpose of clarity and to avoid confusion, I'm going to call the woman who has a teenage son, I'm going to call her Woman A, and the women who have daughters of about, maybe they're also teenage as well. I'm not sure of that, but if that is the case, then I'm going to call their mothers B and C. Okay, so now mothers B and C get to wake their daughters up and ask them to, go downstairs and fetch water. They also wash clothes. You see them doing laundry, you see them cooking, you see them doing the dishes. You see them going about the chores they're supposed to do normally. While Woman A, on the other hand, carries everything on her head, she does everything. And yet, you know what? This boy is so rebellious. He doesn't even listen. He's stubborn. He doesn't listen. He's disobedient. Sometimes he goes to school and comes back late. The other day, I overheard her screaming, yelling that he doesn't copy notes in school and all of that. Now, the impact that the training Woman A is giving to her son is that it's not going to be now. The impact is going to be later. like later in his life, later in his future, when he probably get married. Okay, no, let's start from when he gets into the tertiary institution. Now, when he gets to the tertiary institution, there are a lot of things to look at that as a result of the impact of the way his mom is training him. Now, number one impact is that woman A's son may not be able to know how to cook. Yeah, he probably would not know how to cook. Now, number two impact is he might have to be taking his laundry to the dry cleaner. He won't know how to wash his own clothes, or he wouldn't want to be washing his own clothes. Yeah, even if he knows how to, he wouldn't want to be washing his own clothes. Now, impact three is that woman A's son is going to be a lazy man. Yeah, he's going to grow up and be lazy because his mom does basically everything for him. Yeah. And then we look at the future, like the aftermath, that is after his tertiary institution, tertiary education. What happens next? Now, woman A's son will get married. Yeah. Okay, maybe let's start from when he'll have a girlfriend. He'll have a girlfriend and he'll expect his girlfriend to like do everything for him. He'll expect her to like, okay, maybe he would not expect her to wash his clothes, but he'll expect her to cook and fetch water by herself. Now, when he now gets married, now he's married to her, and you know, in Africa, once a man marries a woman, he feels like he automatically owns the woman. Now, once he marries a wife, he ends up wanting the wife to like bear all the burdens of doing the house chores on her own. And then when she complains, you will hear him say stuff like, "Oh, please come off that. My mother did everything by herself and she never complained. My mother woke up by 5 a.m. to fetch water, wash the dishes and do laundry. She was a very strong woman. She never complained," and blah, 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 blah. No. Now, the point is, he will not know that his wife is not his mother. His mother could do all of that because she is his mother, but this is his wife, and his wife is not expected to baby him. Yeah, his mother could baby him for all we care and it won't be a problem, it won't be an issue, but you know, his wife cannot baby him. No. So, the point is, he wouldn't get it. And this might become an issue for him and his wife later on in the marriage. Because he keeps feeling like he's not supposed to help his wife with the chores, while his wife will keep feeling like he's supposed to help her. The point is, mothers should learn to include their sons in domestic duties. Yeah, we are only talking about a man assisting his wife. Okay, what if his wife could, you know, do all the chores herself without complaining, and then one day she falls sick? I mean, wouldn't he be able to like take care of their children, cook for them, you know, clean the house, do the dishes, and also wash their clothes? Wouldn't he be able to do that? I mean, he should probably be able to do that because they are his kids, and the wife is not going to always be fine to take care of the kids herself. It should be made known that it is not just a woman's duties to know the chores at home. You know, the funny thing is that knowing how to do chores at home is actually a survival skill. Yeah, it's a survival skill in the sense that you could easily save yourself from any situation domestically because you know how to do all these domestic chores. A man who doesn't know how to cook, take for instance, we are actually in a lockdown right now. Now, to the single men out there, the bachelors and everything, what do you think is happening to them? I mean, what do you think is going on with them? Do you think the ones who don't know how to cook are going to be fine? They are not going to be fine. They are probably going to be, you know, relying on making noodles or something. I don't know. I saw a tweet this afternoon on Twitter, and someone was saying that the single men in Abuja are going to finish hot dogs in malls, in supermarkets. And I was like, really? At first, I couldn't get the hang of that tweet. But later on, thinking on it, I got the hang of it that it meant most of the single men are actually relying on hot dogs to be fine. And it doesn't make sense. You should be able to have basic survival instincts, be able to cook, take care of the house for yourself, clean after yourself as a man. That is only proper. I mean, for the single men out there, some are having it easy right now because they know how to cook, they know how to clean the house, they know how to domestically take care of themselves. But for some men, it's going to be very difficult. For one, you may not have a laundromat open at this period. Like a dry cleaner might not be open at this period. Obviously, everybody is on lockdown. So, you know, some people will be like buying, you will be like at home. They are not going to be in their shops or whatever. So for that kind of man, how will he wash his clothes again? And say he doesn't have a washing machine at home, what can such a man do? Yeah, right. So for such a man, he's gonna be really, 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 really stranded, and he's gonna be so whooped. I mean, you know, that is what I keep saying, that it is basic survival skills. You need these skills to survive. Domestically, you need to be able to take care of yourself. That is just it. There is no rocket science to this. Okay, listeners, this was one hell of a show. And I don't know, I might be having someone coming in to talk about this more with us, you know, but you can let me know your views. Let me know what you think. Let me know what's your stand on this topic. Just let me know how you feel about it. And for some who may be wondering, this is not about feminism. No, it's not about being a feminist or trying to make everything equal. It is just about what is right and what is proper. So it's not that deep. Don't try to bother your head about or try to look it from a feminist point of view. No, that's not what's happening here. It's just a harmless discussion about the basic domestic survival skills of life that everybody ought to have. So let me know what you think. Let me know what's in your mind about this, your stand, your view, everything you think about this. I am excited. I would love to know. So until I come your way again with another exciting and interesting episode, I still remain your Black girl. Thank you.